Title: PUCT approves Batch Zero framework that will provide a pathway for large load to connect to the grid and receive electricity. Content: On June 18, 2026, the Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT, approved two Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, protocol revisions that establish a new batch study interconnection framework for large electricity loads of 75 megawatts or greater. The prior project-by-project approach had generated a growing backlog of unresolved requests, repeated re-studies, and prolonged uncertainty in the face of unprecedented growth in large load interconnection requests. The new framework resolves that by delivering a structured, time-bound process with binding interconnection capacity megawatt (MW) allocations expected by April 2027, meaningful optionality in how qualifying large loads structure their interconnection rights, and formal accommodations for co-located and on-site generation arrangements that allow the reduced capacity needs at those interconnections to be reflected in the study process. The change was compelled by the scale of demand, as ERCOT is tracking more than 438,000 megawatts of large load requests, with nearly 89% originating from data centers. The new batch process will group qualifying loads into a single, system-wide study designed to allocate available transmission grid capacity and identify the transmission upgrades needed to serve that load reliably. Batch Zero is the first cohort of qualifying loads to be evaluated under the new framework. ERCOT intends to implement an ongoing batch study process through a separate future protocol revision. Critical eligibility and election deadlines for large load to be included in Batch Zero fall on July 10 and July 24, 2026. Study process: as approved, Batch Zero is implemented in two phases. First, a system-wide steady-state and stability screening study will produce year 1 to 6 megawatts allocations communicated to each interconnecting large load entity, ILLE, via its transmission service provider, TSP, or distribution service provider, DSP, with results expected April 9, 2027. The second phase will consist of a refinement study that will identify recommended transmission improvements, cost estimates, and alternatives for review by the Regional Planning Group, ERCOT's stakeholder body responsible for reviewing proposed transmission projects, by June 1, 2027. A final transmission plan is expected in fall 2027. Key features of the Batch Zero framework include three eligibility categories. Each large load is classified as 1. Base load, loads meeting specified commitment criteria by July 10, 2026, that are modeled in the study, but not subject to further reliability evaluation or MW allocation. 2. Studied/allocated load, loads meeting specified criteria, including evidence of site control, posted financial security, and a notarized attestation by July 24, 2026, which are subject to reliability assessment and MW allocation, or 3, excluded, meaning the load may not receive initial energization approval until evaluated in a future batch process. Two-tier operational rights for studied loads. The Batch Zero interconnection study will produce two key outputs for each studied load. 1. A low power consumption, LPC, representing the maximum MW the load may draw from the ERCOT grid on a firm basis with no dispatch or curtailment obligation. And 2. A maximum power consumption, MPC, set at the load's full desired peak demand. A studied load that does not elect PCLR or WLPUN treatment, defined below, by July 10, 2026, is capped at its LPC. Accessing capacity between LPC and MPC requires either a PCLR election, accepting dispatch obligations, or a WLPUN election, pairing with on-site generation. Provisional Controllable Load Resource, PCLR, pathway. A PCLR may energize above its LPC up to its MPC, but in exchange must follow ERCOT security-constrained economic dispatch instructions at all times, including instructions to curtail consumption. ERCOT does not guarantee delivery at MPC in real time, and actual power served may fall below MPC based on grid conditions. PCLR obligations automatically transfer to an acquiring entity in any M&A or project finance transaction, and transaction documents should account for this. Only studied loads may elect PCLR treatment, and election requires a completed and notarized Form W Part A delivered to the interconnecting DSP/TSP by July 10, 2026, and submitted to ERCOT by July 24, 2026. Withdrawal limit.